Brian, I just want you to relate the comment to the audience again that you made, which really kind of stunned me in the faculty room, that you attempt to get checkpoint inhibitors in patients with metastatic uterine liposarcoma outside a trial setting.
No, you know, when I presented...
Or get them on a trial that has a checkpoint.
No, so one of the interesting things about the Alliance Sarcoma Clinical Trial is actually a uterine leiomyosarcoma patient with a complete response to dual checkpoint inhibitors, and I've actually used them quite a lot in my practice.
This is ipilimumab, nivolumab.
Yeah, with sarcoma dosing, which is the opposite of melanoma dosing, and I have a number of patients with complete durable responses at 5 years, going back to the time of the trial. And so, you know, most of them are African-American or African-Caribbean women, and so I don't know if that's a subset, but it may also just be my patient demographic. But these are things that I think should be further developed in the concept in the guise of a prospective clinical trial with correct markers done again, because this was one of the few things that actually had complete durable responses. And so, you know, there are two leiomyosarcoma patients in that cohort. The other one comes off trial because it's a cooperative trial and they had a grade 4 sodium from getting adrenal insufficiency, also 5 years, no evidence of disease. So what you're out there saying, monotherapy with nivolumab and pembro, I don't use them because they don't work. I agree, unless they have, you know, an underlying MSI high. But there is data, mainly that we're putting it out, or actually presenting it this year at CTOS, of the collective Midwest sarcoma group's immunotherapy response rates.
You know, this really comes up in almost every corner of oncology nowadays. We try to stay away from anecdotal medicine, but when you have somebody say something like what you just said, you know, certainly creates a lot of interest, particularly when you're running out of options. This concludes our program. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for this special spin-off program from a satellite CME symposium on uterine sarcomas held at the annual SGO meeting.